Good morning.
205, Matt and John, and I this week's movie, Rollerblade. John, I really want to know, what'd you think of this one?
Absolutely loved it. Oh, this is gold. This is gold. This is going to make the lists at the end of the year, that's for sure.
It's gold, Jerry.
It's gold. There's so many parts about this movie I loved. You know, don't get me wrong. There's some terrible acting and a pointless, you know, storyline. But forget that. There's just so much about it that, you know, you really do enjoy, you know. And if nothing else, you had plenty of memes.
Oh, so. Boy. Boy, was there ever. Yes. I'll just say, I think when it comes to this movie, John, this might be, of all the movies we've done, the movie with the most whimpering in a movie. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sitting here watching this, and Terry's over there at her desk, and all she hears over here is... She's like, what's going on over there? I go, I don't know.
We don't really know. It's like... You're absolutely right about that. There's a lot of that. Oh. There's a lot of weird just sounds like...
Oh, boy, it's great. Oh. The knife sound.
Oh, and I couldn't tell. Was the movie dubbed? Could you tell?
I think so.
I feel like it was. Yeah. I wonder if it was one of those They filmed it in English, but their sound quality was crap, so they dubbed over it with actress.
Yeah, there's some highly questionable parts where you're like, your lips are moving. Yeah, there's nothing coming out. Yeah, this boy, oh boy, this. I did not know. First of all, I'm going to spend at least 15 minutes just covering the puppet. Because I don't understand.
Dr. Satakoi? Maybe? I'm not sure.
Little Satakoi?
Baby Satakoi?
I don't, because until there was 3 minutes left in this movie, I did not know what this guy wanted to do.
Still not.
I didn't know what he was doing until he was trying to jump this thing like he's Evel Knievel. And I still don't know why he's doing it.
I don't either.
is it like trying to get from like a shitty part of the neighborhood to the nice part? Is that I don't know
he's
what
just trying to break out of the hood, man. That's all.
I literally didn't know what he was doing until he was falling into the ravine. I was like, oh, he's trying to jump over to this place, and then it blew up, but then it didn't. Well, that's a whole nother thing at the end we'll get to, but tagline, skate or die.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll say I had no idea what was happening during the opening credits. I don't know.
Nope. We hear this is post-apocalyptic Los Angeles during the second Dark Age. I'm not sure at which post-apocalyptic Los Angeles Dollman shows up. Or not. It's not Dollman.
I'm telling you, when it comes to the apocalypse, boy, oh boy, we see what happens. Don't be around New York or L.A. Right, John?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you
want to
get
places
out of Dodge. Yep.
You never hear him saying, boy, it's really rough in Wichita. Post-apocalyptic, you know.
Post-apocalyptic Idaho is probably a lot like pre-apocalyptic.
Oh, there goes the Idaho listeners right down.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, boy. The Idaho listeners. Oh,
yeah,
I like potatoes.
I like potatoes. That was a line in this movie. That was weird.
Oh, And then my first WTF, we see at this moment, you didn't know what it was, just the strange looking thing in some water with, I think, was a needle.
Yeah.
Syringe?
There's a lot of weird stuff that happens that you don't really know, right? Green bubbling water, what's happening? Not sure. We got a topless woman.
Yeah.
I guess the creature, we figured that's Satakoi, right?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And okay, so at this moment, I'm completely like, okay, that's a creature, that's a being, whatever. I get that it's 80s, so this is just a, you know, a crude puppet, whatever, fine.
I know what you're saying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But later, I'm much more confused.
And then, later on, much, much more confused, at least I was. I'm not a puppet expert, but I figure once you take the hand away from the puppet, oh boy. But yeah, so yeah, then you're like, is this a dream? I don't know. But then we meet Mother Speed,
and she's wearing rollerblades whilst sitting in a wheelchair. And that, sorry, not rollerblades, but roller skates. Because nowhere in there is there a rollerblade. They're all roller skates, so I'm not even sure where the title of the movie comes from. Am I wrong? Like, before rollerblades came out, did they call roller skates rollerblades? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I thought that was when it came to when you had, like, you know, like, the five wheels. You know, like straight, right?
In a
you know?
Blade, like a blade, right? Yeah. Like an ice skate. It was wheels in a row. Yes, there were no roller blades in this movie. They're all roller skates. So yeah, Mother Speed. It's an ironic name. She's in a wheelchair. So you've got 4, 8. I guess she has 12 wheels. I guess that makes her special, right? Four on each foot, plus the 4 underneath her.
It was a goddamn tractor trailer.
We got ourselves a convoy.
She still never moves in this movie, really.
She really doesn't. Nope. Okay, and can I just, let's start right here. What is up with the rollerblades? Roller skates? What? Why? Why is everybody wearing them? What is this? What's the point?
Okay, let me go one farther with you, John. If this is the future thing, everybody's wearing these things to get around. Okay, yeah, I'll go with you. But I'm not going to go with you is when you got to go up and down a ladder. We take them off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're creeping down a ledge. Probably not the best time to have them.
Going up a slight incline.
slight incline. It just seems so silly. I just like, why are we? And not everyone, okay, not everyone had roller skates on. There were some people who used skateboards.
Uh-huh. Damn punks.
Punks, yeah. Spiky-haired spikers.
Oh, boy. Well, she's talking to the Marshal.
Mm-hmm. Marshal Goodman.
Why thou shall we talk it like this? The whole fucking movie. What is this? Why?
And the Marshal was the worst, right? Of all of them, was the one who really laid that on thick.
He said a line. What the fuck did he say? And I was like, "He shut the fuck up." What did he say? I got him wrote down here later on. He said something, and I just laughed so hard because I'm like, "Why are you talking like this? What are you?" Little Chris, tis thou not listen to my commandments to stay thee here? Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, he's a roller patrol, John. Oh boy, I'm scared.
Yep. Man.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and for the most part, this movie, it, you know, post-apocalyptic, you kind of get it, right? And it feels that way. And yet, like the marshal, he has got this big walkie-talkie, and his deputy does, right?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
He's got a gun. All
Guns.
right.
We got guns.
Right? Only one or two people have guns. Off in the distance, we see lights, so there is electricity. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe I missed something.
Well, most of the people in this movie, they all think they're Matt the Stitcher, John.
I
I
know
mean,
it. There's so many switchblades. Oh
oh
my
boy.
goodness.
Every time they take them out. Oh, I love it. Laughed every time. Every
Yes.
time.
Yep. Nothing quite
Oh,
like a nun wearing rollerblades whipping out a switchblade. I don't know how I put all those words in one sentence, but I did.
that's how you got me to pick this movie. That's how you do it right there. Yeah, you don't know what's happening here because then you see there's women in chains being dragged around. You don't know what's happening. I don't know. And then I love how they just saw a random guy walking down a sidewalk and he gets stabbed by a random roller blade skater.
And I'm like, okay, the guy coming up at you is on roller skates with a knife, whatever. All you had to do was get off the sidewalk like 2 feet and you'd have been fine. Right? Because the funny thing about roller skates, they don't work really good when you're not on the sidewalk.
They just roll right past them. Oh, and this wait, and then you hear this guy say this, and I was like, I literally went, "What did he just say?" He goes, "Halt, ye sinner." I was like, "What? Did he just say halt, ye sinner?"
Ye. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's the roller patrol, and they shoot her for stabbing this guy. But then they're like, ha, only a flesh wound. And then there's the rollerblade chase, my favorite thing I've seen in a long time in this movie. The rollerblade chase. But then eventually he catches her and she kicks him and he's dead. Not
Impressive.
kicked by roller skates, but she gets away. This is what's her name, John? Her name is
This Hunter?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
She's the one with the Walkman.
Yeah, fancy. Fancy.
Yeah, but her batteries were dead, so that's a bummer. No listening in to Doja Cat if your batteries are dead.
Lizzo. About damn time. Yeah, so then we get the creepy creature. It's talking to her, the roller skating girl, about stealing from the Corb, which apparently is the place run by Mother Speed and her flock of nuns, rollerblading nuns. They have
Yeah,
the
this
power crystal, John.
power crystal. Yeah. That's something, right? We don't get a good explanation about the power crystal.
No. Where'd it come from? Why is it so powerful?
Yeah. Well, I guess the best we could get out of it was part of pre-apocalyptic Los Angeles, one of the last best technologies ever invented, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But it does not answer many questions.
How does it take a normal knife and turn it into a Wolverine healing mechanism?
Right? I mean, it's like one of those devices they use on Star Trek to heal people. You know? Oh, yeah, your bone's fine. We fixed it. Like, how? You just waved a wand over it. It was like magic.
My favorite closed captioning is happened right here, John. It said, "Exciting synthesizer beat music." I like it. I liked it.
Oh, there was lots of 80s synthesizer music in this movie, and I, you know, I love that. I just love it.
Oh boy, how about when they showed us the weapons training while on the skates, John? How about that? I loved it. Oh boy, they're punching bags and.
Yep. Ninja training while on skates. That's interesting. That's interesting. Yep.
So then the chain girls, they make them get naked to fight each other.
Yep, first boobs.
They fight topless for a long time. The demon grunting. Like, is it just their names? I don't know.
One thing in this movie was tough was names. Like we learned Mother Speed pretty good, but a lot of the other ones were difficult. You know, Sister Sharon, Mother Speed, mm-hmm. Marshall. I didn't know it was Goodman until, you know, I don't know ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hunter / Sister Fortune. We got Waco, Little Chris,
Little Chris,
and of course, Dr. Sadakoi, which we'll get to in a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a little tough with some of the names early on, at least. Some of them were like, the Hunter in particular, like, I did not know what her name really was. Yeah.
And I've seen plenty 80s movies, John. Okay. What are they using for blood in this movie? Because I don't know why it's brown.
Yeah.
It looked very strange. I don't know why they didn't, anything would look better than this brown goop they had here. We get some of the magic healing with the knife we talked about.
I did write down when they were doing the topless girl fight thing scene. I wrote some stuff probably happened. Writing notes.
Oh, yeah. I did that plenty of times.
Yeah, magic knife heals cut throat. And then we get our first smiley face. Like,
I don't know.
We get some emojis in this movie. Do you think in the 80s, what, 86 or something with this movie, did they think they had any idea how emojis were going to evolve?
Oh, I know, yeah.
They were so ahead of their time. They, you know, at least 30 years ahead of their time.
Yeah, they just randomly show this shit, and I'm like, all right.
Nope. Don't know.
Another random guy chained to a fence getting beat up by the punker skateboard gang. Then Hunter rolls up. She's like, "Hey, punks," and they're like, "Hey, baby." She's like, "I bet I could beat you up with my hands tied behind my back," and they're like, "I bet you can't." And she's like, "Tie me up," and they do, and then they punch her, and they punch her.
And I'm like, "What is your problem? What?" What just happened? Can someone explain to me what just happened? This made no sense. She had them tie her up. And then she got beat up. She got cut. You know, they cut her back and stuff. Like, you probably should have died. I don't know. Different movies we had were a lot more rapey than this one. She probably wouldn't have come out of that unscathed.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, she gets punched a lot, but then she ends up just kicking each of them once and leaves. Says thanks, then leaves.
Yeah, it turns out she just wanted to look beat up as a way to get into the, what do you call this, nunnery?
The cosmic order.
Cosmic Order. Okay.
The Sanctuary. I think Sanctuary.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yep.
I love it when she's like, she wakes up, she's like, where are my skates? And they're like, calm down, child. They're getting oiled. Oh, thank you.
Phew. I don't know how I'd survive without skates.
Yeah. How about you just try walking around, guys? Have you tried that? Well, you don't have any bicycles?
You know, okay, let's say instead of skates it was smartphones. I could totally get it. Everyone's got one. They all rely on it. And if you take it away, suddenly the world is falling apart. Yep.
You got that right.
Yep, I could see it. I could see it.
So Mother Speed says she wants to test her, but gives her some blessing. All right. I put down, why do's thou talk like thee? Because they said it laid it on pretty thick right here. And then, so we got the marshal, and he's got a couple. Do you want to call them deputies, John? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
And I love this guy who radios in, and he says this, and I laughed. He goes, yeah, I'm in the acid zone. It's sticky and smelly. I'm like, all right, it's sticky and smelly at the acid zone. Don't go near the acid zone, John. Like, what?
Why would you go to the acid zone? That sounds like a bad idea.
This is where she gets her new name, Sister Fortune. I put, this is where they hover a knife over a small ball on an old computer board, it looked like. I didn't know what I was looking at here.
Right.
So.
But they say they converted the weapon, the switchblade, into a tool of love.
Ooh, that's what I call it too, baby. So then we, I just put down Sadakoi as a puppet. I didn't know. But he's going to send some people to kidnap the marshal's son, Little Chris, who apparently is just trying to learn how to roller skate.
He hasn't learned yet, and in this world, if you can't roller skate, it's roller skate or die, right? Skate or die. I kind of wonder, like, because he kind of like just went right outside and then immediately was caught, and I'm like, where are you? Are you at a house? Is this your home?
This made me laugh because the dad literally says, "Thou don'teth leaveth." So he immediately leaves.
Yep.
And gets, then he gets kidnapped by these Sadakoi goons.
Yeah. They got him, like, immediately. He was just so easy to catch. And frankly, I don't see how roller skates would have helped him anyway. Where he was, how he got caught, wouldn't have.
But this is the Waco guy. He trades the kid for some bearings, John. This is the street trade.
Bearings. Good Lord. That's interesting. You went kidnapped a child so your roller skates would roll a little easier?
I did like how he does that and makes the trade, then he gets shot.
And then, they snatch it from him.
Yeah, so then they take Little Chris back to Sadakoi's factory lair. I don't know what you want to call it. But they leave him in a shopping cart and just hoist him above a pit of acid? I don't even know.
I wrote back at the ladies' temple.
You know where this is going, John.
Yep, we got some nude women. They're all beat up and cut. They step into a magic hot tub, and I'm like, this feels like Donna and the girls at break time. You know. I'm telling you, need a hot tub at work so you know we can bond with your coworkers a little better.
The nuns have a nice hot tub.
The nuns, yeah. Even they know you can have a naked lunch in the hot tub, and
I'm telling you, man, get a little lunchtime soap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, carry on the jets, man. You know, hey, why don't you just, you know, just rub each other a little bit to pretend to get dirt off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know?
What yeah, this was a good guys? Scene.
What are we doing here? I was like, what are we doing here? What are you doing? You guys don't even have any kind of soap around. You're not getting clean here. What are you doing?
Nope. And frankly, if you're cut like that and you got exposed, I don't think a hot tub's where you want to go anyway. That's going to get you an infection.
Oh boy, are you ever. Oh boy. Yeah, you better hop onto some antibiotics there when you're in there.
Yep.
Oh boy. I got to say, though, when they got out, looked pretty clean.
Yep, I said they looked healed and perky. I mean, pleasant.
Clean? That's what you meant, clean.
Clean, yep. This is another one of those with a sound effect. Like, they get out, and they're just kind of pleasantly moaning.
Oh, this movie. So the spikers, the skateboarders show up, and this is literally what they, woe unto thee. I gotta use this in my everyday language. Woe unto thee.
Yep.
The sisters beat them up, Marshall chases them.
Next time the boss says, hey, can you work some overtime? And I'd be like, woe unto thee.
We get the three sisters wearing nothing but skates.
Beebs. And then, like, as they skate away, Mother Speed was watching them go, and she was enjoying watching them. He had a smile.
I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you go away. So we all know she eventually is going to try to steal the power. What is it? Power something? Power source?
I wrote shiny orb.
Yeah. Ball of power. Power
crystal. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So finally she's going to steal it. Skate not onto this place. I love that line. I love this Marshall guy. So the Marshall's like, well, he's going to go see Sadakoi. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't need any help. And Mother's like, okay. As soon as he leaves, she's like, all right, we're going to send somebody to help him.
He was actually great. His line right now was, no one is to come or go from this mission until my return. I have spoken. This is the way.
He's that goofy looking thing on the Mandalorian. I was like, what?
It was definitely like, oh, I finally figured out where Mandalorian got this from.
Oh, I gotta start saying this too, John. You know, we gotta start putting this in at the end of what, you know. Yep. You just gotta do that now. You know, like, go clean your room. I have spoken.
This is the way. Why do I gotta clean my room? This is the way.
And then you just hear an echo in the background. This is the way.
This what? Is the way.
What? What? These kid punks are pretty weak when it comes to fighting. We get a dumb roller skate chase again. This cracks me up when they're chasing people. I just laugh. So then I got up my WTF here, John. I literally put down, so Santa Koi thing is an actual puppet.
All right. So I had a big okay WTF. And I said, so Dr. Santa Koi is, or is he the puppet? Or is he the puppeteer? Right. So, like, we think this whole time he was just a, you know, cheesy 80s, you know, graphics. It's just a, it's like a Yoda, right? A puppet.
Yeah.
And then now we actually get a person holding him as a puppet. And we're like, oh, okay. So he's just a puppet that this guy's making talk. Okay, fine. That was something I wasn't catching. Wouldn't we know that we're wrong yet? But still don't know what we're doing.
He's fucking Jeff Dunham, this fucking thing in this movie. And I'm like, what? Like, he's talking to it like it's his little buddy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I want to go with you. And he's like, shut up. And I'm like, okay.
Man, come on, Big Daddy. Let me be the pilot.
So Hunter there is going to give you the power crystal, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to put a bounty out on you. So we get some random thugs trying to capture her. She beats them all up.
Yep. Without skates, by the way. She was standing in the sand, or sitting in the sand.
Oh my God.
Without skates on. It was amazing. Didn't think that was going to happen in this movie.
What's
and it didn't movie? Happen again.
So the Waco guy finally wakes up. He gets some punks attacking him for some reason. I don't know why.
Yep.
She finds him. Knife heals him up because she's got magic knife.
I said, did the dog save the ball bearing dude?
That random dog in this movie who was trembling in one scene. I don't know. He was shaking.
Don't know what was up with the dog. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so the dude gets healed and he goes back to the Spiker's hideout and gets beat up a second time.
So then we got, they started putting in a closed captioning Big Santa Koi.
Yes.
Is. He has a giant, like, telescope? I don't know what this
periscope
is.
Periscope, maybe? I'm not sure.
But he's looking at this place called Mecha-Co.
Who used to do that? Do you remember? Was it Power Rangers? Was that... Who was it that... Remember they pulled out, like, a periscope? Like, they had... Like, that was how they... I think it was.
I don't know. That sounds about right, though.
Triceratops. But, yeah, so he's looking at this place, and you don't know. I didn't know why. I don't. But, anyway, it didn't matter. For some reason, they're putting tinfoil on these other girls, John. Did you understand why they were putting the foil?
Like, it was already had foil on him. So Big Santa Koi is using his periscope thing while his puppet on his hand is peeling the aluminum foil off of a naked woman. He's having a full-blown conversation about what he's seeing through this periscope while his hand is having a good old time. Rightfully so, I guess. So it was kind of confusing, like, wow, this guy's really got a split personality. He's the best ventriloquist I've ever heard of.
Yeah. He's peeling that stuff off those girls. He's getting towards their dip, and he's like, yeah.
But we find out he's looking at this place called Mecha-Co. And apparently they may have weapons that he wants to get. Again, at nighttime, we could see electricity off in the distance. So maybe they have power, electricity, and he doesn't. I don't know. It is weird, you know.
Yeah. You mean Necco? They make wafers there? Is it Necco? No, okay. No. Oh, boy. Yeah. So Marshall runs into this Waco guy, and John, this is what he said. Another thing where I laughed. He said, he's got his walkie-talkie, and he tells him, tune thy instrument into holy frequency.
Does everybody know what the holy frequency is? What would be the holy frequency? 777? 333? I don't know. 316, right? Is that
Oh, there you go. I don't know. It was so funny. I was like, all right. Hunter runs into, I call them strainer hat wearing guy.
Yeah.
Wears a strainer on his head.
Hobo. He tries to stop Hunter, it doesn't work. Yeah. The Marshal, he comes up and easily gets caught, so he doesn't last very long, except that they like terribly tie him up with rope.
John,
the easiest way to get, because like first off, you know, his hands and his skates were tied up but not together, so he could easily reach down and untie his feet, or you know, although he's like chewing them off, I don't know why he'd have to do that. Like, all you gotta do is take your skates off and you've got your feet free.
We've seen it so many times, John. Bad guys just don't know how to tie people up, man.
Yeah, right? Someone needs to learn their knots.
The one sister, I don't know what's her name, John. The one mother.
Sister Sharon. Sister Sharon. Yep.
She finds Hunter. They have a short, really bad knife fight. And then Hunter kind of just gives her the power crystal.
Yep. She begs forgiveness. And you're like, oh, well, there we go. And then immediately she gets shot. Waco, like, runs into one of the baddies who shoots a crossbow. So Hunter dies. Explain. We don't get a reason for this, but for some reason, they're not allowed to heal somebody twice. Don't know why not.
It's the rules, John. All right.
Yay, verily, I guess.
So then, Sadakoi has the crystal. I was like, did I miss that? I was like,
Sharon loses it like immediately after she gets it. She loses her power crystal. So,
we get a ton of people in this factory lair wearing their skates trying to go up and down ladders.
And I'm like, I'm questioning this. This the stairs, ledges, and I don't know, man.
We get a couple fights. We got Marshall's fighting a spiker. We got Waco fighting another guy. Waco says to the guy, and I quote, I'm going to break your hair.
Ooh.
Oh boy, because they got some good spiky hair there.
They had some serious spiky hair, yeah.
And then
it was impressive.
John, what is up with the Marshall slow-mo? What is that? What the hell is happening? Oh boy, we go into slow-mo for like 30 seconds of the Marshall fighting.
Yep, it is odd. Yep. He does the Marshall does drop a baddie in a vat of acid.
Oh boy, yeah,
that was interesting.
Oh boy, I got a couple questions about this acid we'll get to in a minute here because I'm not exactly sure how this stuff works. So Waco's fighting another guy, shoots him. I know, what I love is when he threw that guy in that acid jar, it sounded like me cooking a hamburger at home. I was like, oh, that's great. I love these sound effects in these movies. Oh, I love it.
Yep. Every, like, slash.
Oh, it's great. Oh, boy. It appears little Chris, who's dangling above the acid, it appears he's dumped into the acid here, and I was like, that's amazing.
Oh, sorry. Too late, Dad. And you're like, oh, this movie got dark. We just lost Hunter. Now the little kid, like, oof.
I know. Watch out. The sister Sharon, she comes up and she sticks a knife into Puppet Santa Koi's head.
And I'm like, it's obviously a puppet. Why would you stab that? That doesn't make any sense.
You just put this knife on the top of his head. She takes the crystal. And this is where I question it, because Big Santa Koi here, he appears to grab, throw it on. But she's wearing like a tank top here.
Right.
So I'm like, oh boy, she's going to be in bad shape here. But apparently she just has to take off her tank top and she's fine.
That's all it was. Yeah. Got a little bit on my clothes. I better take my clothes off.
I said, yeah, you better. I was like,
yeah, safe than sorry, you know?
Take it off. Like, what are we doing?
Nice.
Oh, boy. This movie.
Then Big Santa Koi busts out his knife, his blade, which is a bigger one than everyone else's. And it was like almost, I don't know, 8 inches. The big blade.
Yeah, and Waco shoots his hand off.
I'm right here. Wait. Okay, so Waco shoots little Santa Koi off his hand. And was he, like, growing off of his arm? Or, because, like, it wasn't like... Well, like he shot his hand off and then, okay, the puppet stops moving. You're like, no, the puppet was still moving. So now it's not a puppet? It was a being? Was it alive? But, oh, what happened?
Is that like, you know, you see these stories where people have like two heads, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
Could it just grow out your hand? Could that happen? Is that
could like, it happen? He had legs and stuff too, right?
I see some weird things on Dr. Pimple Popper, all right? There could be some weird things growing around, all right? You don't know, John, all right?
But sure enough, this little creature is still alive. It was not a puppet. So went from thinking, okay, just, you know, cheesy 80s puppetry, whatever, that's cool, to, oh, this is actually a puppet on this dude's hand. Back to, no, it was a creature that was attached physically to the person. Not sure. That was weird.
It's great. Oh, it's great. Yeah, because it's crawling around talking. It literally says, hey, you want to give me a hand? Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, then he says something that I had to pause the movie and take 5 minutes to contemplate my thoughts. Because he says, hey, babe, you just crushed my nut. And I was like, hold on a minute. Does Santa Koi have nuts, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he apparently got genitalia. Yeah. Yeah.
This movie's something, John. It's something.
It was awesome.
So Waco's dead? Question mark.
Yeah, he has a little talk with topless Sharon before he dies, so he dies happy.
Yeah, I like that. I did like that. Then we see little Chris is alive for some reason. He wasn't the body shape form that fell into the acid.
Yeah, so dad's happy. Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what I put next, John. I put down Big Santa Koi doing something.
Doing something, yeah. He gets like a small jar of fuel, question mark, rocket sled, question mark.
Looks like something you try to break land speed records with over
here. It does. Yeah, right?
But I still was like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, what are you going to do with this thing? What could it possibly be?
And then when he fires this thing up, he burns, I don't know what to call it, little Santa Koi.
little Santa Koi, baby Santa Koi. Yeah. He gets all burnt up in the thruster, so it must not have been that important to him.
Poor guy.
You know, earlier they were arguing over who should be the pilot and who should be the navigator. And I'm looking at this thing like, I don't understand what you're thinking, because it looks like you're going to light this and you're going to ride it. You're going to ride a rocket.
This is something you send Buckaroo Banzai to drive around.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Crossing into the eighth dimension.
I did like it. Sister Sharon is in his way as he's cruising, I guess you want to say. And he has tiny missiles on it, John.
That's like, right. Who's going to build a rocket sled and not have missiles just in case?
That's right. That's right, John. You know it. You know it.
But, you know, Sister Sharon, she's no fool. She throws her switchblade, hits Big Santa Koi. He loses control middle of this flight. So it was like an evil Knievel ramp. And he falls down this presumably endless ravine, which all kinds of questions. Like, why wouldn't he just go around? What was the point of this? When he did get across the ravine, what was he going to do?
Does he know where he's going to land?
Has he ever been there before? Does he have any? Does he just think he knows what they make or used to make, maybe?
Can I suggest maybe building a helicopter? Maybe could have been a little bit better. I don't know.
It was weird.
Or maybe just a bridge, you know?
Yeah. Probably like a paraglider would have been all right. Float over.
It's all you needed. Go grab a fucking kite. Throw it.
Yep. Make some hot air balloon. You probably could have done that.
I don't know, John. Well, what I didn't get is he falls off. He does a Emperor Palpatine into the darkness. And then the sled goes flying into the place. What happens here? It blows up, but then it doesn't blow up? What did I miss here, John? Because it looked like
power crystal blows up whatever it is. Whether it blows up or not, I don't know. And they're like, what happens now? You've lost the power crystal. And Sharon's like, oh, you know, the power lies within. Like, what does that mean?
What? What does that mean? Oh, boy. Yeah. Then we got all the sisters. I don't know who they're burning up here. Who are we burning up?
Yeah, is it Sharon or is it Hunter? Probably Hunter's body, right? The burning Hunter's body.
I don't know if he died.
They put a smiley face emoji on her chest. I don't know. Again, I don't know why they couldn't just heal her a second time. What's wrong with that?
You're just getting spoiled, though. You know, you know, eventually you got to put a stop to it, John. You know, I mean,
you know. Everybody, you only get one. Everybody gets one.
Oh, yeah. Then she says the great line of, go and skate the path of righteousness.
Excellent. Excellent. Did you catch the very last bit of the credits?
Oh, I definitely turned this off way before the credits were over, John, so I'd have no idea.
Very end, it said,
no.
Watch out for Rollerblade 2, Holy Thunder.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
It did. Holy they never thunder. Made it, though. We're still waiting.
Holy thunder. Oh.
I looked it up, and they said, no, they never made it, but they did make one called Roller Gator.
Roller Gator?
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's not. I couldn't find it. It was not available.
Oh, tell me it's a gator on roller skates. I will watch it today. Tell me that's a thing. Tell me he's got little blades on all four of his feet and he's riding around. I need to see this now. Oh boy. Right? He's down in Florida. There's some thunder because it's always storming.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a
great pick.
Call it roller skate. Roller blade. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was something different from what I usually pick. All right, there was no killer chair, or llamas, or you know, lawnmower, car. You know. Well, John, what do you got for us for next week?
Oh, I've got something special. You may have already watched it, but I don't care because I want to watch it myself. I don't know if you have. I don't know if you have or not. So. It says an elite team of mercenaries break into a family compound, taking everyone hostage inside. However, they aren't prepared for a surprise combatant, Santa Claus. That's right. God. Violet Knight is available on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. John, I did not watch it.
Oh, fantastic. I couldn't wait. I was like, I'm not going to wait until Christmas. It won't be out anymore. You know, they'll make you pay for it. I'm like, nope, I'm going to do it right now.
I told you, it was on the Peacock there when we did.
Peacock. Oh, you're right. Yep. It's available.
What was that? I don't remember.
The Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of blockbuster movies this year. We've got a couple of crazy random ones. So
I gotta tell you, John. I gotta tell you, I think we're both gonna like this one, John.
Oh yeah. I don't know how this is wrong here. Absolutely.
I'm excited. I can tell you that much. Yeah, because I know. We definitely were going to do this one at some point.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to watch this in the theater.
I know. Well, that sounds good, my friend. I will talk to you later.
All right. Till then. See ya.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.